Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Fat Jew is here.
Hi.
Does anybody call you that anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not like friends and stuff.
Like people on the street?
People on the street for sure do.
Yeah. But like people I know?
Yeah.
A lot of like Jew, which can be problematic because they're like in the streets and they're like, Jew. And people are like, oh my God. And I'm like, no. That's me. It's like we're friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you have two offensive words in your handle.
Yeah. I'm trying to stack as many in as possible. I'll add a third. Give me a third. What should be the third? I'm down.
No, because you're a pioneer. Like, I started memes, which like gross word.
Yeah.
Trigger word.
Yeah.
But I was like late. I was after you, fuck Jerry, therapist says,
yeah.
You know. But like, you inspired me.
Some kid like came up to me on the street whose name was like Swag Jesus the Drip God or something, who was like 11, and he was like, yo, he was really, really trying to be nice. Like he was really trying to feel me, but he didn't know how badly he hurt me emotionally, because he was like, yo, you're like a OG, man, you're like a legend. Like when I was a little kid, like I loved your shit. And I was like, when you were when, like, yeah. In 2015? Oh right, no, in 2015 you were 8,
right?
Because now you're 17.
Well, because like we are.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, in 2024.
He made me feel, I was so washed.
And when did
moment.
You start? Like 2013?
They think I'm like the Abraham Lincoln of memes. Like that, really. They're like, this man.
No, you died.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
which
you're
is sick.
Tupac.
Honestly, it's incredible. Wait, what did you ask?
Oh, you started in 2013.
Yeah, something
I love
like,
how I have cards for this.
Something like
these
that.
Cards
yeah. No, because before that, I was like doing mostly like weird, super off the wall. I used to like write for Vice and do like really insane, ultra offensive videos that were meant for like 600 people that liked Vice. You know what I mean? Like really, like me and like a Hasidic guy, like smoke angel dust and like see what happens. You know what I mean?
Wait, is that a real video that happened?
A lot of this shit has like been lost now to time, but yes, that was a real thing.
That has been lost to time and removed?
I believe so, yes.
Really?
But then Instagram came out and I was like, wait. And at first I was like, I don't think this is for me, because the stuff I was putting up was like so offensive, because you can't put up like a stiletto jammed in a urethra and stuff. You know what I mean? Like the stuff I was.
Where were you posting that stuff?
I would put it up on Instagram and then they would like take it down.
Yeah.
And then I got kicked off. And actually, originally I was Fat Jew, but I kept getting kicked off and they wouldn't give me my handle back. So I kept having to switch. And then I was just like, I guess I'll be Fat Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was originally Fat Jew. So then I threw a protest, which you can still find online. The third time I got thrown off, I chained myself up outside the Facebook Instagram offices, which were on like 9th and Broadway at the time.
Yeah.
And I got like a permit. So I had like you get cops and barricades and like a whole thing. And like my rabbi came and like all these freak shows like drove in from Pennsylvania and like come, and like it was a whole rally and they were like, free Fetch. And
wait,
then
what did you post that got you taken down?
I don't remember specifically that time, but it was like the third time. And then like 15 minutes after, I was chained up. I was like, I'm going to be here for days. And then like 15 minutes later, some girl was like, you're back on. And I was like, no, like refresh your page. And then she was right. I was back on. But then I kind of like learned to play by the rules. And I actually realized that this would like mainstream me in a way that I was never going to be able to do. Like when I was like posting videos of smoking angel dust with Hasid's for Vice, like going to.
Yeah.
One time we went to a rave. There's like all these like Puerto Ricans in the Bronx who think they're vampires. Like they sleep during the day and like they have full fangs and they throw raves. I know. It's like a whole.
You went?
It's like
you went?
Yes. And I like hung out with them. But like that, this is like super fringe subculture shit. And I was
but
like,
but don't you feel like now, like maybe you were ahead of your
time?
Yeah,
yeah. Now it's much more like there's a doc on everything.
Right.
Like there's literally a doc about every single subculture on the planet.
You could have just an Instagram or TikTok dedicated to the vampire.
No, it'd be like Puerto Rican vampires doing things. And people would be like, this is boring. Like I've seen this. But at the time, people were like, oh, this is like super edgy and like subculture. But then I was like, wait a minute. I actually think this would be sick to go like full. Let's see how far we can take the like offensive name. Like, let's see how mainstream we can go.
Yeah.
That was
so you
really
went mainstream.
Super mainstream.
You were hosting like things for E.
All kinds of shit.
Like you were
I was on E. I hosted an iHeartRadio award
no,
show.
No, shut up.
All kinds of shit. Yeah. I presented an award at the VMAs. Like they said it was, you know, because I guess at the time, like they were like down. I don't know. A lot of them were like, do we have to say Fat Jewish? But like they got over it. They got over it. Yeah. Because like it was a thing.
Wait, because your real name is Josh Hora. Woods.
Did you just pick a Jewish last name? Josh Horowitz? I think that's the name of like a movie critic on MTV.
No,
okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna head out. What's your last name? Goldstein Sternberger Witz? What did you just make up a name? You were like, you're Jewish. It's Horowitz, yes? No, that's not.
Ostrovsky.
No. Yes.
You don't give Ostrovsky.
No, it's trash.
No, is it Russian?
Yes, my dad was born in Russia. It's one of the trashiest. I had a kid on purpose now, and
his name is on your head,
yes,
buddy.
His name is Buddy. And I gave him her last name.
I saw that.
I was like, no, you're not. No one needs this. I don't need a Verizon representative being like, oh, yes. Like, I can't.
You don't need a podcast host getting it wrong.
Yeah, no.
Wait, but don't you feel like you should continue the lineage?
No.
Really? You had nothing of that?
No. My brother has like a bunch of like boys and like they all have the last name. So it'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
So my parents were super pissed.
Oh, they were annoyed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because his last name is King. Because I was like, look.
First of all, you don't give up that kind of last name.
Well, I'm talking to like 2 75-year-old Jews. And I'm like, you need to understand that this child is a brand. Okay. And when you're naming a brand, you don't name it. And they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? They were like, it's not a brand, it's a child. And I was like, is it though?
But you don't post him, so he's not really a brand.
No. He goes on Close Friends. You want to get on?
Oh, I do. Can I?
It's loose on there.
Oh my God.
Because on there, I've had group talks being like, guys, if anyone reports me, like I know all 212 of you, and I will come after everyone if something gets reported.
Wait, so Instagram, so that means that your shit gets taken down only if people report you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not if like.
No, now it's like more like AI based.
Oh,
they have like,
okay.
They have like
so they
robots
can.
But it used to be people would like, like haters would report you and they'd be like, right. There's a micro penis. And I was like, it's my body. Like, let me show my body.
But people don't know about you is that you're smart.
Well, the theory is like set the bar insanely low.
Right.
And then when they meet you, they're like, oh, you're less stupid than I thought you were, which is all I'm really going for.
You went to NYU.
I did.
Got kicked out, though.
I did.
Why? But you got in. I mean, that's what counts.
Yeah.
You got into NYU.
I was just like doing sick shit. Like I was just like doing like super college stuff. Actually, NYU, I didn't really want to go to because it was actually stupid because I grew up in the city and I realized while I was there, I was like, wait, like I should be like, you know, getting a UTI and like playing flip cup. You know what I'm saying? And then NYU's not that.
Yeah, it's not that.
And I was like hanging out with like the biggest degenerates that I went to high school with.
Where'd you go to high school?
Dwight on the upper west side.
Oh, really? A private school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents are doctors. Dr. Horowitz and Dr. Horowitz. Yeah, my two Jewish doctor parents. But I was like, wait, I want like more of that. But then they also were like, we don't want you to
wait,
come
private
back.
So school in the city? Is Dwight all boys?
No.
Wait, so private school in the city is like, what's the vibe?
Like the world's worst humans. What do you
mean? Yeah, right?
Like insane human beings.
Like I mean, I'm proud that I went to public school in the city.
The kids that I know who are going to public school are doing way better.
Yeah.
Like emotionally. Like some of the private school guys make like tons of money, but like they are so unwell.
Yeah.
Like public school people are much like, I mean, everyone's unwell, but they're less unhinged.
Right.
And like more tethered to the
earth. Right. Wait, but Skidmore is also like, not the vibes then.
No.
You went there too.
So many bad choices. So many
like
bad choices.
You went to like kind of nerdy schools for you.
So many poor choices.
Wait, so Skidmore, I just think of like.
Skidmore, they were like, you got to get the fuck out.
NYU was like,
you're not going to, you may not be invited. Like it was like a whole, they were like, it wasn't that big of, like they were like, please don't come back. Like we're not going to stop you, but please don't. Skidmore was like, you need to get a taxi. There were no Ubers.
And then where'd you go?
There were no Ubers. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. I was like, what am I doing? Like, why don't I just go full insanity and just pick the craziest place I can go to school?
Yeah.
And so I decided to go to SUNY Albany because it's just filled with unbelievable Guidos. Like the world's greatest
Guidos. That's why
Guidos.
I didn't want to go there.
No, that's a choice. Because let me tell you. Because they had like never met a Jewish guy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there were like Jews there who tried to recruit me when I got there who were like taking
bombs. Recruit you as what?
Like into like the scene. Like, you know, you're picking a scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were like, you know, crunchy Jews like taking bong hits with dreads and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I got to get completely out of the lane. And they were like, where are your curls? Like, where's your hat? And I was like, no, I'm not that kind of Jew. And they were like, there's other kinds of Jews? And I was like, this is going to be amazing. So I had never met like an uncircumcised person and they had never met a Jew. And so it was kind of like a magical. So I joined like a full Guido squad of like Staten Island maniacs.
Wait, is that when Fat Jew came up?
Sort of, not really. Because before any of it, I was in a rap group and we were signed and like went on tour and like did a whole bunch of wacky shit. And like we were kind of ahead of our time and there was no social media really at the time. It was like 2008 or 9. I mean, there was like Facebook.
Yeah.
But like we were doing so much awesome, insane shit that now I think would probably have been a huge thing.
Yeah.
But there was no way to like, I mean, maybe it was for the best because some of it was not okay. And by some of it, I mean, all of it was not okay. And then after that, I quit because I was like, I can't do this. We were sort of like, I don't know. I wanted us to be like full LMFAO and just like be ridiculous.
I could see that.
I tried to do that before they did that. But the guys I was in the group with were like, we're artists, like we're musicians. And I was like, fuck.
But where's LMFAO now though? Where are they now?
One of them I think was hosting like, like Australia's Got Talent, I believe, at some point.
That's a job.
Yeah, it's a job.
Yeah.
No, they're like doing stuff.
Doing stuff.
Totally. But yeah, we also sucked, but in a different way from LMFAO.
I want to introduce you guys to Cerebral, because if you're looking to improve your mental health, which we all are, Cerebral is here to help you start that journey towards just having better mental health, becoming the best version of yourself. And really, like, I know it's a trigger word, but like self-care, babes, self-care. And Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support. All of this is happening online. For me personally, that really takes out the like added stress of going somewhere. Like I've been to some offices, okay? Online is the better way to go. And really, like when you want to take care of yourself, there's so many roadblocks that could be in the way, like leaving your house. Cerebral offers this really innovative approach to mental wellness. It's designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, a prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. If you're dealing with stress, anxiety, depression, need help finding focus or improving relationships, try Cerebral. Get started on your path towards better mental health. Cerebral is giving my listeners 15% off their first month of online therapy, medication, or both. Get started at Cerebral.com/podcast, and then you use code NotSkinny. That's Cerebral, C-E-R-E-B-L. CRAL.com/podcast and then use the code not skinny to get 15% off your first month. Make 2024 your best year yet. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details. I tell you this all the time, but sleep is the most important thing. Now, you know, being pregnant, everyone's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just tired. And I know that sounds like so annoying, but it's true. Like, sleep is so important. And when you're not getting enough of it, and now I can't really help it because like being pregnant is just uncomfortable inevitably, but you can help it. You can buy a good mattress. You can invest in yourself and in your sleep, and you could do it with Mattress Firm. And especially because Mattress Firm not only has mattresses of all brands, I was going to say shape sizes, I mean, it's shapes and sizes too, but also all brands, price points, they price match. So if you find a better price somewhere else, they will match it. And also they have Sleep Week. It's the biggest sleep event of the year. And Mattress Firm sleep experts are here to help you score the sleep that you need. They can help you with tips, tricks, and do it yourselves. Be on the lookout for exclusive deals as well. They're going to share some virtual tips, but you could keep the slumber party going by visiting their Instagram or TikTok. Mattress Firm sleep experts have over 200 hours of training to help you find the perfect mattress. Go to the sleep experts at Mattress Firm. They'll help you find the right bed with their wide selection of quality mattresses at every price. RSVP yes to better rest this sleep week with Mattress Firm. Shop in store or online at mattressfirm.com. I love Quince so much, and I love when people know about Quince because they're my kind of people that look for deals. Listen, no matter what, I'll be a deals girl, okay? Why pay more when you can pay less? Quince literally has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And all Quince items are priced like 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they cut out the middleman. They partner directly with top factories and we get the savings. They also only use factories that are safe, ethical, and responsible, and use manufacturing practices that are responsible and ethical. I love that. I have such great garments from Quince. I love their linen pants. I wore them so much over the summer in white. I wore them to the US Open. It was just perfect outfit with those white pants. I also have so many linen shirts from them that are buttoned down, both short and long. So freaking good. And I have the short cashmere sweaters that you really need in your closet. It's like a staple. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/notskinny and you'll get free shipping on your order and a 365-day return window. That's 1 year, by the way. That's quince.com/notskinny, Q-U-I-N-C-E, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/notskinny.
Wait, so you graduated Albany?
I did. I graduated. And then I started doing like, I did the rap thing for a while and then started doing my good friend, Ben Lyons. I don't know if you know who that is. He's like a movie critic. He's a hunk, great teeth. He was a correspondent on the E! Channel. He was like one of the main hosts of a show called The Daily 10. And their ratings were like completely fucked. And they were like, he was like, here's an idea. Like, put this guy on, like in a kimono with like no shirt. And at the time, like people didn't really, now it's like everyone's doing a wild interview and trying to get someone to punch you. But like at the time, no one was really doing that.
Right.
So I would like crash red carpets or like try to give John Mayer a lap dance and like have his security guard choke me. Uh-huh. And like the whole point was to like make insane stuff happen because they were like going to get canceled and like needed some people to talk
about. And they could like live on the edge because they were fearless.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, they were like, we're going down. So let's put this guy on TV. Yeah. It was a really wild idea. I give them a lot of, they were really ahead of their time and no one knew who I was at that time outside of like weirdo rap fans. So it was definitely an edgy move, but I got dragged off the red carpet in a Speedo for trying to like give Carrie, maybe I think I smelled Carrie Underwood's hair or something from behind. I got like physically removed. Yeah. All kinds of wild shit. It was a lot of like me getting choked. Yeah. But it was good for the show. And then like press would write about it. They got canceled. Anyway.
Did you start your Instagram at that point thinking like
a little bit after that? Yeah. Of like, cause then I was like, let's, like I was saying before, I was like, let's go mainstream because I'm like, there are 8-year-olds and 80-year-olds on this.
Right.
And I was only really talking to like Vice fans who were in their 20s.
Yeah.
Like 20-year-old edgelords, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like, let's see how far we can push this. Because it was almost like a joke. Like, let's see where we can go with this. And it
blew up.
We took it way farther. I took it like so much farther than I thought it would go.
Really?
Yeah. It was like so weird. There were like kids coming up to me.
Yeah.
Like, come, you know what I mean? I just remember this like one like really young girl came up to me. She was like, yo, fat Jew, what's up? And I was like, what's up? And she was like, you're not even really as fat as I thought. It's a disappointment. And I was like, what? First of all, okay.
First like, of all, thanks.
First of all, thanks. Second of all, like kind of fucked up. I should get fatter. And third of all, like, how do you know who I am? Like, you're 7.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, because like Instagram is like, that's the thing. And this was probably like 2013.
Right.
And I was like making, I did a video where like homeless people rode.
Right.
The soul, which somebody just did again recently.
Homeless people rode a soul cycle. Soul cycle class.
So city bikes, like they turn when they're stationary, like you can pedal. So I was like, had like a face mic and was like teaching full spinning classes to homeless people. Cause I was like homeless. I want homeless people in New York to have like dick lines and like shredded abs.
Wait, how did you summon them?
We just like went around in the street.
Stop.
Yeah. And we're like, you're hot. You could be hotter. And they were like, great.
And then you made a video and it went like crazy. It
went super crazy. Yeah. And it's funny because now that's like, it's good. I'm really glad. Like, that's all the kids do now.
Yeah.
But back then it was just.
Before then, people weren't doing like wild things.
No, it just wasn't as wild. That's
but
right.
But a lot of your stuff were memes. Were you into like writing and stuff?
Yeah. Because I had written in between rap and like during like the E time, I wrote a bunch of pilots and like a bunch of shit.
And you wrote a book.
I did write a book.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to write a book, but they were like, here's so much money. And I was like, okay. So then I like wrote a book.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what? It was actually a good story because I was like, how can I sell the most? Because I wanted to be number one on the New York Times bestseller list.
Did you get it?
No. And actually I got the complete opposite. I'm banned for life. Because I threw a rave. I partnered with 4 Loko. I'm very good friends with the guy who invented 4 Loko. Uh-huh. Who mixed it in his bathtub. Like whatever it is. Like the poison that it is. And I threw a rave and you got free 4 Loko and you got a free book. And it was like, I did like 3 of them. And I think I must have, with that as sales, 4 Loko bought like 30,000 books. And we gave them all away. And I was like, I'm getting millennials to read.
Yeah.
And then we submitted it, and the New York Times was like, you sold 30,000 books. Like the next highest one was like 8.
Yeah.
It's like no one reads a book.
Right.
And they were like, something is not right here. And so they like looked into it and then they were like, oh, you can't do that. You can't give your books away at a rave and you're banned for life. So honestly, kind of proud of that. That's pretty
you're like,
sick.
You're like, at least I'm on some kind of list.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I'm on the blacklist. Yeah. Like I'm down. I'm really down. I think it was like a disappointment to my parents because they like never have, they like so hard for them to understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, this man was born in Russia. Like he's literally like, what are you doing? I'm like running around in a woman's bathing suit. Like,
yeah.
You know, like making.
They can't. They can't.
He was like, what are, like be a podiatrist.
Wait, and what's your brother like then?
Honestly, it sounds like a bit, but it's really not.
Like nerdy?
Direct gene split down the middle. Super buff. Used to be an amateur bodybuilder.
No.
Huge dick. We always say we like split the genes down the middle. He's like not unfunny, but he's like not, he's like a kind of a, he's an adult man.
Yeah.
Who like worked at the Pentagon for a long time and had like.
Wait, did you ever have a real job?
Not one time. No, 0 times. No, I'm serious.
No, not one time.
0
Did you
times.
Walk into an office and have like.
No, literally I'm not. Oh no, I worked at a pet store once
okay.
for like 2 months. But now no one has jobs. I invented
right.
not having a job, just for the record. But like, you got to think, for a Russian radiologist, he was just like, you are like homicidal homosexual maniac from outer space. And like, this is bad. Like this is really.
Did your mom get it more?
So my mom is like she's like got a whole army of like gay Asians, and she wears like, she's very Upper West Side. She has like. You know, glasses that are like yellow and purple with like chunky statement necklace.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sort of like a Luann vibe, but like more garbagey.
Yeah.
Like springs and rusty shit. So she was kind of like, yes, like live your dreams, like be a woman, do whatever you want. But also like, can you do it on the weekends? Because like, what if? Like trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like what if you had a job?
Totally.
Like a regular job. And then
she was like, I love it. Live it. But like, what if it was on the weekends? And I was like, okay, this is a better approach.
You're like, no, you're committed.
They just didn't get it. And then later they were just like, what the actual fuck? Like, what is real? Like, how is this possible? It
yeah.
was really crazy to watch two boomers be like, what? Like, watch the future descend
yeah.
onto them in real time. And they just were like, can't understand. So they put all their hopes and dreams into the other kid.
Wait, so when you say that you went down to the bunker because you made a lot of money, this is from your drink company, right? You had the White Girl Rosé.
So we did White Girl Rosé, and then we had a we decided to be like the first real, like,
first of all, White Girl Rosé popped off.
Super.
Like that was like actually, before was everybody was
so
doing.
So we hadn't even bought, we were like, let's just put it out. Let's mock up a bottle, pour other rosé into the bottle and make it look, we had zero rosé. We didn't own any rosé. We just made the label and made the bottle with like, we poured like a bottle of
just
Spring Angel.
Just because the name was good.
Put it out on Instagram, and then Fresh Direct called, like, a day later, I was like, we need 20,000 bottles. And we were like, definitely, like, we've got you from the warehouse. And then we were like, we need we need to make rosé. Like, right now, like, where do we, we're going to have to get some rosé to do this. Because at the time, like, there was no brand of rosé, right? Like, people were like, give me rosé, give me something pink. Like, I'm going to a pool party. But no one cared about a brand, really. Yeah. Especially, like, young people who were just getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, the rosé wave was, like, really, so I was like, right. I was like, you know, you make, like, vodka and shit. Like, people know what they like. You know what I mean? People are like, I like Tito's. I like Grey Goose.
Right,
but like
rosé,
right. You were just like, make it pink, make it cute.
Right, right. You didn't know.
You didn't give a fuck about a brand. So I was like, you know what? Let's just completely lean into this. We then ended up doing carbonated rosé in a can.
That's Babe now?
Babe. And then.
Wait, it's still Babe.
Still Babe.
You sold that when you said you sold stuff. You sold Babe.
I sold Babe.
And White Girl.
White Girl doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
They like dissolved it. Okay. I sold it to Anheuser-Busch, like to Budweiser.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're like, no, a lot of money. No. Yeah, like, no. A lot of money.
No, like,
No.
And then I was like, I want to just do eccentric shit for like a few years. And I also
but
like-
without anybody knowing, so how does it count?
Right. No, because honestly, that was kind of what I was into. Because I was like, everyone's just sharing everything. Also, yeah. Some of the things I was doing are like not suitable for like Gen Z consumption. You know what I mean? Like, they would be so upset. Like, some of the things would be, like, not okay. Like, they're just not. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm, you know.
Wait, you left New York.
I left New York. I live in Miami, but I have an office because, like, it's the sluttiest place on the planet.
And you need to be where it's sluttiest?
I just, like, it's just so dumb there. That it's, like, incredible. But I have an office here, and, like, I like to smoke cigarettes on the street with my friends from high school.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't let that go.
So you come back.
But I also had a kid, and I was like, you know what? Like, I should probably, I guess, be around.
Your parents a little bit?
What?
Oh, around your kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I like did the thing, like took acid, traveled around, like did ridiculous, you know, Hansel from Zoolander shit, whatever. And then at some point I was like, all right, I'm going to like try to actually be an adult parent, man.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, kind of like I'm making like insane, like my background is like my kid with like a cigarette in his mouth. You know what I mean? And like, I'm like, I make insane content.
And he has a mullet, I saw.
He has a mullet.
Is
I
that
like,
because of you or you're...
That's, oh,
you're
that's,
not married, right? You're
no,
just...
It's together. All because of me. No, I am married.
Oh, you guys got married?
We did get married. We got married. Here, let me show you. So like, I like covered him in like fake blood and put him in a cage. Like, I got to get content out of this.
Where is this happening? On Close Friends?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Add me.
Also, I'm doing a series where I put him in different trash cans. Like,
no, you're not.
Yes. And
But this is called, just for fun for you.
Kids
then.
Are garbage. Yeah. I'm not like making money off this. But now he's like about to go to school. He's 3 years old.
Yeah.
So he's like going to go to school. Yeah. So I'm on some like, okay, time for me to like get, I'm going to like get back in the mix.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting back in the mix.
Wait, what kind of mix?
I bought a monster truck league and I'm going into like monster trucks because like nothing's more cool than monster trucks.
Wait.
And like everyone loves.
To race them?
You know, it's like a whole league. It's like Monster Jam, but like we're going to.
Oh, you're going to be a driver?
No, I'm going to be like the guy. The
sponsor?
Owner. I'm like the owner. Like I'm on some like talking shit, like promoting it. Yeah.
Wait, is this happening?
Like
already?
Vince McMahon before he like shit in that person's hair the other day.
Wait, that's in the works.
I already bought it.
The monster truck.
Bought a monster truck league. It's a real thing.
Oh, a whole league you bought.
Oh yeah, I own trucks. I got the whole thing.
Does that happen in Florida?
They're based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But I'm okay. But like, I don't know. Your kid likes monster trucks? He's got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, actually he wants that for his Here's fourth birthday.
Everybody likes monster trucks.
I didn't even know he knew what it was.
Yep.
And I said, what do you want your fourth birthday to be? And he goes, monster trucks.
Yo, I'm telling you. No, I'm serious. And like adults like it. Like it's impossible to not like a monster truck. It's
right.
So fucking sick.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like, you know, I'll be like, I don't know. I'm going like, to stand on top of the trucks and scream and we're going to go completely nuts.
But what about like the internet? Or like your Instagram.
Like doing my Instagram?
Yeah.
What are we going to do at this point? You want to be a creative director? Like what? It's all been done.
Yeah.
Like what am I supposed to
Except
do with it?
I always laugh because you do pop in and post some memes from time to time now.
I'll hit stories.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, the stories. Yeah.
I go and on.
And you'll post like you're obsessed still with Ben's back tattoo.
Well, no, I'm just obsessed with Ben Affleck. You want to talk about Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Affleck is our only good celebrity.
Stop.
Well, not counting like Sonya Morgan. And like Karen from Real Housewives of Potomac. Like, those are the three greatest celebrities
we have. Why is he the best?
Because he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. So one thing I do still do is I'll go to, like, if they're going to throw cool celebrity parties and I can still go, like, yeah. I'll go because I want to, like, look. Like, like, he's just at every party, like, smoking cigarettes and being like, I hate it here.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else is like, this is such a good time. Yeah. Like, everyone's posturing and having a great time. He's on some, like, I literally am going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself.
But why does he go?
I don't know. But he's, like, smoking and just looking so pissed.
Yeah.
Also, he only speaks Spanish at home.
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
His middle name is, like, something weird. Look up his middle name. He has Spanish in him.
He's apparently spoken fluent Spanish for, like, the last 30 years. And
no,
he only
there
speaks
were.
It at home.
There was something going around that, like, people were saying he speaks better than J-Lo.
He does. There was no, that's, like, a thing. No, his Spanish
wait,
is,
wait,
like,
what's his middle name? Yeah.
Fire. Great. Ben Affleck, low-key Latino. No one knows.
That's what, so do you get angry? No, for real. Like, when you see everyone being like, he's so angry, and at award shows, they zoom in and the memes, don't you feel like standing up for him?
No, because, like, what? This is, like, what you have to do. This is why being famous is trash.
Yeah.
It's a trash time to be famous. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Like, I have some, like, legit celebrity, like, most of the people that I would ever know from entertainment are, like, the most Z-list celebs. Like, I surrounded myself with, like, only people like me, like, full Z-listers.
No, that's not true. You have celeb friends.
But the ones I have that are actually celebs, they're like, this sucks.
Like, the cool people.
Can't do anything.
The cool people would think that it sucks.
Yeah, and also you're just like, everyone is, you know, everyone's a paparazzi. And, like, it's just like, you're at, like, everything's everywhere. Like, you can't, and, like, I get it. Like, you're rich, so there's, like, everyone's like, boo-hoo, fuck you. Like, deal with it, but it's definitely not that fun.
It's not,
No, and you can't, like, barf all over the place. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, sick shit celebs used to do.
But I feel like you do need to be, like, obviously you have this, like, personality.
What do you think I should be doing?
Like, I feel like you should be talking more.
I'm down, but then, like...
Like, you should have a podcast. You know what I mean?
I know. They really, like, early on, like, in podcasting, I was, like, going to do... But,
how,
like,
did
now,
you?
How many podcasts?
Right, now it would be lame.
How many podcasts?
No, it would be so lame. If you came out with a podcast, now it would be, like...
Are you so late stage? Like, I'd be like, I'm dropping a podcast? That's nuts.
You're like, everyone, hold on.
No, that's literally that's an insane thing to do. I had a show on Sirius for a long time.
I could see, yeah.
But it was on, like, Diplo has a channel.
Diplo has a channel?
He does, called, like, Diplo's dance revolution, like, something insane. And he gave me a show and he was like, you can do whatever you want. And not that many people were, it wasn't like, because there's obviously a billion channels.
Yeah.
And, like, who's listening to Sirius?
And,
like,
who's subscribed?
Right. Like, you have to subscribe.
Yeah.
But they let me do anything I want. So I was, like, prank calling Bono, like, any phone numbers I could get my hands on. Prank calling celebs has been, like, a gift. Like, it's been one
of
my...
Wait, how do you get their numbers?
Variety of ways. I used to get them a lot from, like, girls, especially male celebrities, from, like, women that they had had sex with, like, 7 years. We were like, so then we'd, like, get drunk and we'd, like, talk about this, and they'd be like, a bunch of lychee martinis in and be like, do you want, like, and then just, like,
wait, were you getting a lot of girls?
They were like, do you want Joseph
Gordon
Levitt's number? Yeah, I mean, I was like, yeah, I was like,
you were,
having,
like, partying and
I was having fun. I mean, at one point, Four Loko fully sponsored me, so, like, things were completely out of control.
Yeah.
And I, like, was blackout drunk all the time and had diabetes at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at a pool party in Tucson. And then also, then the rosé happened. And I had to, like, walk around every party with a bottle with a straw and, like, drinking the entire bottle. So there are years that are gone, but it was pretty fucking fun. But what's next? Like, so I'll own a monster truck league. I'm going to do that. Go crazy with it. But then, like, what kind of celeb stuff? Should I just, like, what should I do?
I know.
What is there left to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't, like, get DUIs and stuff anymore. You can't do shit.
Wait, I literally just posted Poppy yesterday. I need to remember the flavor, you guys. Hold on. Ginger lime. Oh my God. Ginger lime is such a good flavor, you guys. For me, ginger lime is the perfect poppy flavor because it's not really sweet, like as sweet as other drinks. And it really feels just like so refreshing. Put loads of ice in it. And it's just so good. And listen, it's no secret. Soda has become a dirty word. Do you drink soda? Or, like, influencers thinking they're cool being like, you know, I drink soda, I'm a badass. But you know what? With Poppy, you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel like it's a vice. None of that. It's good for you, soda. It has clean ingredients. It has 5 grams of sugar or less, 25 calories or less. And it has so much soda flavor, but it doesn't have all the soda garbage You could sip it anywhere. You could take it anywhere. I know I'm pregnant now, but like even before, it's like if I go to a household and they don't have like a sparkly water for me that's like flavored, if they don't have poppy for me, like I'm about to bring it in my bag. They also have cherry limeade, orange, grape, and they also have classic soda shop flavors for ya. So say hello to soda's new era. The future of soda is now, and it's called Papi Chulo. No, it's called just Poppy. Shop Poppy and get 15% off on Amazon with the code NOTSKINNY and in retailers nationwide. So I've already recommended this before. You should give your kids multivitamins. They pick up everything in school. And, you know, unless you're the perfect mommy fluencer that the kid eats salmon and broccoli every day, I'm sure they're missing some nutrients. So I wanted to introduce you to Hiya. Hiya is a brand of children's vitamins. Children's vitamins are typically candy in disguise. They're filled with loads of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk that kids shouldn't really eat. And that's why Hiya was created. It's pediatrician approved, and it's a chewable tablet. Most children's vitamins have like 5 grams of sugar. This has zero and zero gummy junk, but it still tastes great and your kid will think that they're getting a little treat. If you're into lying to your kids with Hiya, you can lie to them and just say that it's like candy. And meanwhile, they're going to get vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others that will support their immunity, their energy, their brain function, their mood, their concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's vegan, it's non-GMO, it's dairy-free, allergy-free, nut-free, everything free. And we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Get 50% off your first order. To get this deal, you have to go to hiyahealth.com/notskinny. That deal is not available on their regular website, so don't you go searching for it. You have to specifically go to Hiya Health, that's H-I-Y-A, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, .com/notskinny. Get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Are you obsessed with Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Still? What do you think about her comeback?
Everything about her has always been incredible.
Really?
She's never.
Wait,
not...
how many mugshots does she actually have?
6.
Wait, those are for real the different times she was in jail?
Look how fucking incredible she is.
No, she, that is wild.
Like, no shame.
And like the spray tan is kind of the same in every.
No shame on anyone in this room, but go to jail, get a mugshot, and you will not be like, she's like fucking going off. She looks incredible.
She really does look good.
What?
Have you hung out with her?
Are you serious? She was like one of these celebrities. I DM'd with her a bunch of times, but there were a bunch of celebs who were like scared of me. Because they thought that like the minute I got that I was going to do something like insane and like try to like, you know, whatever, like troll them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Kim will moonwalk out of any room that I'm in.
Really?
This bitch will moonwalk directly out of the room on some just like, bye. Because she's just like, what's he going to do? I don't want to be part of this.
Yeah.
Like, what's the big fat clown baby man going to do to me to like get Instagram views?
Wait.
Yeah. Most of them didn't, but some of them were like, no. And Lindsay, remember the accent?
That was wild for a minute.
Incredible.
No, she turned straight. Like, she was yelling in Arabic. Like, she was in a desert. Some kid was running away.
She was all
it was
of
like a whole thing.
She was British. She was like an Emirati. I talked to her mom a lot on Facebook.
I think she's still an Emirati.
She's an Emirati. She like got, but then she like came back to America and was like, I'm Lindsay Lohan from Long Island. And everyone was like, what? I thought you were British Emirati. I talked to her mom on Facebook, Dina. Dina is like a treasure.
Does she spill the tea?
No, she will not. But we talk about her boyfriend and like her, I don't know.
Well, are you her therapist?
Yeah, kind of. It's more of like a therapy situation. But we don't talk about Lindsay.
Wait, so we started talking because of Hillstone. Want to give a minute to Hillstone. You're wearing Hillstone merch. Man-made. Sure. You made it.
Man-made. Man-made.
Uh-huh. Not Hillstone made.
Uh-huh.
And you don't get the respect, you're saying.
No, because Hillstone, here's the thing.
Like, not an app? They won't send you an app?
When you're as killer as Hillstone, you ride no one's dick. They ride no dick.
I know, you can't. Like, you have no...
No, they don't shock anybody. I'm telling you, Benihana now, in a couple locations, know me. And when I come in, they're like, oh, my God. And they gave me, like, custom chopsticks with my name engraved on them. And they did a hombachi at my house where they brought they did a whole Benihana at my house. Walking to Hillstone, they're on some like, sir, like, shut the fuck up. No, like, they're on some like, first of all, like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And second of all, like, it'll be 3.5 hours. Like, and I'm on some like, and they're like, are you serious?
Isn't it funny in New York where they'll look you dead in the eye and say like, it'll be 3.5 hours.
Dead serious.
Like, they're literally like,
she'd be like, no, but she'd be like, it could be 3:15.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. The ones
don't
in Miami,
just wait around the corner.
Miami
then.
Has two, and they're easier to get into.
Yeah.
So it's like more of a thing. But so the reason we, so the update now, I don't, have you had it? So the reason we like really started connecting spiritually.
Oh, me and you. Yeah.
Because they took the steak out of the Thai steak noodle salad.
I know, but you lost me in that you think that the pork is good. I haven't tasted it yet, but I do, something Jewish in me, I'm not kosher at all. Like, I'll eat bacon, right. But like straight up pork shreds, like, mm-hmm. haven't been my vibe.
Well, when you say it like pork shreds, yeah. Like,
how do
like
they call it?
Like damp pork shreds? No, they call it, it's like pulled
and
pork.
And it's good. It's not, oh, pulled pork.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. Nothing will ever be the steak in the Thai steak noodle salad. Like, we're never going to get back to glory.
Yeah.
But the fact that they were just, for a while,
I'm
they, were
hungry.
They were putting chicken in it. Like, the disrespect.
Wait, is there a Hillstone in Florida?
There are two in Miami. Well, here's so what I'm doing. So
that's
is
why
that
you went to Miami.
Me, that's why I went to Miami, because there's two equidistant from my house. Now I'm like, it's slutty and stupid. You're like, there's two Hillstones. Yeah, but now what we're trying to do, me and my wife, is we're trying to go to every, because there's Hillstones, there's Houston's, and
right.
then there's the Grill Series,
the Beverly Grill, which they have in
there's
LA.
There's a lot of Grill Series.
Oh, there's okay.
Oh yeah. So I just went to Colorado, and I was able to do three properties like in 2 days. Like, I went to Hill.
Wait, when you say me and my wife were doing.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
this is a silly question.
No.
You're just doing it. It's this not for like any content.
No.
It's not for a real, no. It's not for addicted. Like, that's just your, no. what
I
you're
think
doing.
That might just be like my age too. Like, just like I think I'm from partially from like a bit of an era where like not all every single stupid thing you did
yeah.
had to like be shared with everybody.
Yeah.
Some of it I'm just like, I'm just doing to like be at, because I'm actually like living this dumb.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is a lot of the like people you meet who make content, they're not actually
right.
that interesting or fun.
Right.
Like, some of them are right. brain dead, and they're just like, what's the next thing for
you
content?
You know what's wild is like, when you discover that part, that's when you're like, this is, I remember going on like somebody that I thought was like an industry friend, but I hadn't met her in real life. I'd go on her podcast and I walk in, I go down the stairs, and I'm actually excited because I've never seen her, but like, I'm being filmed walking down the stairs. And I'm like, hey. And then she's like, hey. And then hugs me. And she's like, okay, can you do that again? And I was like,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
What,
oh.
the walking in part that I thought was just me walking in. So when you find that out, that even sometimes you're watching something like two people meet and it looks like it's for the first time, no. it might not be.
And like a lot of these, like, I'm not going to name names, but a lot of these like meme guys who came out like
yeah.
after me, like big meme accounts, who
yeah.
were like, people were like, they're funny, they're hilarious. The minute you put them on camera,
right.
they're like they're literally like basically
right.
live in their mom's basement.
Right.
And they're not funny, and they're not turned up, and they're not
right.
anything. They're
but
just,
but that's
like,
okay for memes.
It's okay.
Right.
Although,
it depends if you want to be like front facing
yeah,
or not.
I think sometimes, like, I don't know. I think people just thought a lot of these guys were funny.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, hi. And they were like, oh my God, you run the like funny meme account? Like,
I need to know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You guys have to listen to this, because Josh's emails, because when we're emailing about booking this, have the funniest signatures. And I have to tell everybody what they are, because they cracked me up every time and made me less mad about all the changes he made to our.
Okay, no, stop. I did not fool Diva. I got COVID. I got late stage COVID, which is so pathetic. Getting COVID
that
in 24
really
is so, it's like having,
like, don't even tell people.
It's like starting a podcast. Like, don't get COVID in 24 and don't start a podcast. Like, how dare you? It's not 2020.
Wait, do you create the signature every time, or
yes.
is it automatic?
No,
dumb
I take,
shit?
I take email super serious.
Stop.
Like, I know a lot of people are like, email and like whatever, but I think email's kind of
no,
fun.
No, okay, you guys, these
I
are
put
a
in
few.
The, I put the time in.
These are a few. One of the signatures was, absolutely cannot stop thinking about this photo of Kelly Ben Simone in 1999. It has shaken me to the very core of my being.
Have you seen? Are you gonna, wait, can you like show
with?
This photo?
Is this a prince or something?
I don't know.
Who's this dude?
Like,
no, I'm gonna, I'll who, post it.
Like, I don't understand. Like, that?
She's with a puppy. She's at a gala. I
no,
don't know.
It's insane.
Another,
oh, this is classic.
Another email sign off is Kris Jenner with the deuces.
At Tao, like.
That is that.
Oh, you didn't notice the Tao? Oh, yeah. Like a Tao 2011.
Oh, my God.
Love, Kris.
Oh, my God. When people take pictures in front of, like, the Nobu sign in Malibu, do you die?
Definitely.
Die.
People love doing that.
So this is signed off Juzin
Sarandon. Yeah.
And this one cracks me up.
Yes. Well,
because
people
it's,
don't know.
Because it's really a never forget thing. Okay, so this email sign off was... Please never ever forget that Nick Cage has an adult goth.
Although I found out recently he just recently switched.
He's not goth?
No, he's a real estate broker.
No.
Yeah, his name is Weston, but he was goth. He was in
you
a
guys, ba- what do you mean goth? He was no, he white was, face paint.
Yes. No, like in a band called like Satan's Anus. Yeah. Like no. He was in like a band that was like rah, 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 like and no one knew.
Nick Cage has such a weird life.
He's the best guy.
You ever oh, he read, is?
Have you ever read like the stuff he's bought? Oh my God. You ever read that?
No.
It's like a list of things that he bought. Most of them I think he's had to sell now because he has like no money, but he bought like.
Oh, you think he has no money?
That's why he has to. He makes like 18 movies a year like that are directed DVD that you never heard of.
But that's still like a mill a pop.
He bought
no?
like two islands, like 17 okay, dinosaur skulls. No, he bought a dinosaur skull that turned out from like some black market, like Serbian like artifact dealers.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be stolen from like a museum in Eastern Europe and they had to give it back. And he, oh my didn't, God. Get, he didn't get the money back. He lost like $2.5 million.
No.
Plus, how much money did he spend on coke? Like, he's just a he's incredible.
He's a weirdo.
He's incredible. I met him once and like he freaked me out, but he's great.
He freaked you out?
Yeah. He just was like, he's just like not a person.
He's like a weirdo.
He's not a person.
Okay. And you said you had stories about Leo. You did say he got fingered at a nightclub.
What?
That was one of your emails.
About Leo?
DiCaprio.
I do, but like, I don't know. I think I rethought it.
You don't want to tell
I think us. I reconsidered my position.
In what way?
I just like, I don't know. Like,
well, you became closer with Leo. That's what happened.
I became closer with Leo, it. Like since.
Like since that email. You're.
So that's the thing. I have so many sick stories, but then it's just like everything is like.
I know.
Someone's going to
hit
me.
Maybe when you're older. You're
Here's
saying.
One thing I will. I
like
will,
you'll do a tell-all at like 77.
A lot of these guys, like they're super boring, but like I think a lot of them think they can like really open up to me and or like do crazy shit around me because I'm not going to judge.
Yeah.
But also, I am. And also, I'm going to tell people about it. Like for like 100% for sure.
Yeah.
So like.
One, I get it.
One
so if
thing,
they see you at like the club.
Yes, right.
And they'll like go totally. Wild. They'll like get turned.
They'll be like, here's the thing I'm into. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Like, remember I told you about unnamed celeb in one of my emails about I DM'd you and we were talking about there was an unnamed celeb who has like a baby fetish. Do you remember?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did. They someone.
Maybe Instagram blocked
a
that.
A big celeb who has like a baby fetish and wants to be in like a diaper and like get breastfed and like all this stuff. And they like told me back because they're like, this guy will get it. Like
and like you don't get it.
No, I'm like, I'm gonna talk about this on a podcast. Like I'm going, like I don't know what you're doing. They're like, I can trust you, right? I know you. And I'm like, first of all, no, you don't know me. Like
yeah.
We've met three times. Yeah. And second of all, do not trust me. Talk to anyone I know. Like I am absolutely not the guy. But one thing that was happening recently was that with the whole cancellation of Diddy. You know, Diddy got canceled.
Because of Cassie?
Just like a
She
bunch.
Took it back, though.
I know, but like it's unclear. So he, but this was something I've been talking about for years because it's like a, now a documented thing that I saw him like at a party in Miami. I was at a party in Miami that I should not have been at, like some real black excellence shit that I was not deserving to be at, but I went with the DJ.
Yeah.
And I took ecstasy and I ended up wandering around. We're in some mansion on Star Island and I end up walking, I guess it was his mansion, and I end up, it's all like just hot. It's all hot black people.
Yeah.
Like, and then just like one moron with an afro. And everyone's like, how do
Oh, right. When you had an afro.
They're like, whose man is this? Yeah. But I came in and I basically saw him. I walked in a room I shouldn't have walked into. And I saw him like hooking up with a dude, basically like full spooning situation. This guy, Felix, the house cat, who's like a producer, whatever. I then told the story on a podcast. And then his people called me and were like, you need to say you were joking. Like, say you're a funny guy. And like, you made it up for the views. And I was like, but I did not. I saw it. And he saw me when I came in.
Were you like a little scared?
Yes. Because everyone in the room like stopped. Because I opened the door and was like, is this the bathroom? And everyone was like, no, this is a room where like celebrities, like male celebrities hook up. It's like some glitterati shit. And then he basically had people call me and like threaten me and like tell me that if I didn't take it back and say I was joking.
And you still didn't take it back?
Refused. No.
Why?
And then I talked about it on Hot 97 and they wouldn't air it. Ebro, who does the morning show on Hot 97, so Hot 97 always kept me on a pre-record because they were like, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
They would never let me do a live interview. And I told the story. And then afterwards, he was like, I'm not going to run this interview because like Diddy's insane. And he'll, like, he blew up Kid Cudi's car and all this shit.
I feel like you did that on purpose. Like, you're like, you wanted to see what he'd do to you.
No, I wanted to get killed by Diddy. But now, now everyone just found out that he like blows up people's. Kid Cudi finally told the story.
Oh, he
I've
did.
I've been saying this for years. I've been like, yo,
Kid Cudi is cute, right?
Okay, yeah. Like, fuckable? Yeah.
No, like, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah. He's like, he's, you know, the original, like, sort of like, he kind of invented like anxiety depressed rap.
Yeah.
Because no one like was doing that. And then he was like, I'm sad and like on like medication. Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then like everyone
and then
was
Logic
like,
did it.
A lot of people like started being I'm sad and like I like, but he was the first one to be like, I'm on Wellbutrin.
Yeah. Okay. So a few quick opinions of yours I want.
Okay. Hot takes.
Hot takes.
Great.
What do you think of Taylor and Travis?
I actually like love Taylor Swift a lot. The word on the street with her, which I think is super impressive, is that like when you're that, like she's our only modern day celebrity who's this famous, right? Like she's old school famous.
Yeah.
Like people, like she's like Beatles, like people fall out and like start barfing, like, like, oh, I can't believe she's here. And like 300 people show up outside a restaurant.
It's wild.
Everything's so diluted now. Like people don't get famous like that anymore. The word on the street from someone I'm very good friends with that is friends with her, it's like at her birthday dinner and shit, is that she is like an actual person and a human being, which is really nuts. Because I don't know if you've ever met anyone who's been this famous.
Yeah.
You are immediately insane.
Yeah.
Like your whole brain is lobotomized.
She does seem normal.
She's like cool and not weird and like down to hang out and like has jokes and will like put your hand in water while you're sleeping and like make you pee your pants. Like is cool at a sleepover.
Yeah.
Which is literally insane because if you're that famous, you're immediately a cyborg from outer space.
Yeah.
So if that is
so
true.
So we're giving more props.
Then super, super fun.
Wow.
Travis Kelce.
Is he deserving?
What's his dick game like? What's his, you think he has a big dick?
I don't know if he gives BD.
I feel like he's got a very normal dick. Like super like just like, oh, there's a white guy's dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could see that.
She's like six.
Yeah.
You know, she's like,
speaking of dick, do you think that Timothy Chalamet has a big one, right?
I'm not sure why you're giving it sort of a Ben Affleck like Hispanic. That was not French. That's your French? You said
sorry. It's team with T.
You said Timothy Chalamet.
No, it's actually, it's saw this in a clip yesterday.
Yes.
Team with T.
Yeah, that's good. That was way better. It was weird. You don't do accents. You know, it seems like you don't do a ton of accents.
He has a big one.
Oh, he's got a hog.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
for sure.
That I know for a fact.
Oh, stop.
Yes, that I know for a fact.
And him and Kylie,
I know guys.
Together.
First of all, you know what's so funny about them is like, it's the, like the old adage that like white dude who's been dating like white girls with no ass.
And gets an ass.
One hiney. And are, it's same thing with Bezos. Bezos sees one hiney and is like, wah, 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 wah. And you like lose your whole mind. You fall into a butt. And Jeff Bezos is like, take all my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you've never seen a fat, you've never seen a dump truck. Like, think about, like, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife's ass flat. Timothy Chalamet was dating, like, models.
Right, like, he was dating, like, Lily Rose Depp, no ass.
No, and, like, Polish models who, like, have no hiney game whatsoever.
So he's in it.
No, and then he, like, experiences thickness and is, like, wah, 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 like, awooga, and, like, loses his whole mind.
And,
like,
and you can see when these white guys are into it because every pap pick will be like the hand on the butt. Like they're never gonna let go of that butt.
So horned up. Like, no, because I think people thought he was like a little kind of like eight, like me, like a little sort of like fancy boy who like wasn't horny.
Yeah.
And was like into
no, he's horny.
What? The horniest.
He's the horniest.
Dude is like jazzed up.
Oh my God.
And now that he's experienced a tushy.
Yeah.
Prosthetic or not.
Yeah.
Man is gone. He's fallen
okay,
into
last
that tushy.
One.
We'll never
Gigi and Bradley. They don't give sexual,
let me
right?
Let me just say, that man is gay.
I heard that,
no,
you
no,
guys.
No.
I know. I mean, we don't out people, but I can't tell you.
Let me tell you, if you didn't know that, that's like, that's
so. But so what? We believe in this world where people do things for press
Yes, kind of. He needs to be gay. He'd be way better. We're not outing him. Like, it's way worse that he's straight. He's so trash. Like, what? All right, I'll give you the final story here.
Final story, guys.
Which is like definitely like, I promise that I wouldn't like tell, like go super deep on anyone, but this one's so wild.
Okay.
So I knew an ex-girlfriend of his and she basically was like, like got drunk post-breakup and was like, I can, classic situation, like I was telling you, she was like, I can trust you. And I was like, no. And she's like, right. And I'm like, are you listening to me? I'm saying no. And she's like, but I'm saying, like, we know each other. And I'm like, we really don't know each other that well, lady. No names.
Okay.
She's like, he will only butt fuck me. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean only? And she's like, we've been dating for a very long time. And like, we've had vaginal sex an unbelievably small amount of times. And I'm like,
but is that a thing for gay guys who have sex with women? Like,
I don't know.
I don't never heard of that.
He's just butt fucking all. First of all, no one likes butt fucking.
I think gay guys do.
No, I'm saying gay men do, but women don't.
We're right.
No woman
no
likes.
No woman enjoys
you
it.
Have to be a man getting butt fucked so that your like prostate's getting, and then your face goes numb. It's nice. It's like supposedly really fun and nice. But for women, nobody likes
that. No, right. Because we don't have the thing.
But like, she was like, only for years. And I was like, what? That is so mental.
Did that solidify it for you though?
Yes. Because I had like heard it. And then I'm like, he's just keeping up appearances, but he just like wants to
stuff. So why would Gigi do it?
He wants to stuff, but I don't know. Great question.
PR dating an A-lister?
No idea. I hung out with her. She directed the Cake by the Ocean video that I was in.
Uh-huh.
And she was actually one who was like surprisingly pretty lit.
Yeah, she seems cool.
Sometimes you just don't know. Like the most litty ones are super snooze alert. Yeah. And then like the most boring ones, you're like, oh, you're actually like super weird.
Yeah.
And like into stuff. Yeah, she was like into way more shit than I thought. So that was cool. But what are they doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know. But that man is gay. Like Hugh Jackman gay. Like the most gay. Like
who is also, he's not out, you know.
I know. And let me, on a final,
there was a rumor about him and Anthony.
On a final note, it's just like all this man, America, all this man wants to do is be in musical theater,
yeah,
and dance and sing and be a gay man.
But we'd gladly,
we put him in like a superhero prison and he can't get out of it. No, he's like, he can't. He's on some like, I have to do the thing with the blade hand.
That's sad.
Wolverine again.
Yeah.
All this man wants to do is just be like, yeah. And we just won't. Like
we will.
Free Hugh Jackman.
Free Hugh Jackman.
Let him openly fuck a man. Oh, he supposedly he was fucking Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not into that coupling?
No, I'm not into Anthony.
You're not into Anthony?
Definitely not.
Why, not cool?
Yeah, not really cool. He was the cook, right?
And the show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, his food was super trash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just like,
last one. Selena and Benny Blanco.
Well, I've known Benny forever.
I feel like you vibe.
I've known Benny since he was like a child. And the thing about Benny Blanco is that like everyone's like, what's she doing? Like I look at
I hate when people do that.
I look at the comments. Yeah. They're like, what's she doing? Yeah. I mean, most of them are like, they're from like Argentina.
Right. They're obviously like stupid.
And the thing you have to understand is that like she's a celeb and like most of the dudes she's dated are probably actual fucking dickheads.
Yeah.
That dude is so nice.
He's a for real.
And he's super fun.
Yeah.
And like, if you're her, and she's definitely, I think she's super hot now she's on medication.
Yeah.
Like her, she's just like kind of, she got thick on the meds.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks great, I think. And she's like kind of unhinged. Like she's at that soccer game being like, is anyone single? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
But he's super nice to her. They like, he's like microdosing mushrooms and being like, yo, does anyone want to like try this quiche I made? Yeah. Like, dude is a good time.
He's cool.
He's having a great fucking time.
Yeah.
He's not fuckable. You know what I'm saying? Like in the way that like she probably was doing before.
Yeah.
But dude is just like
he's good for her.
He's an amazing hang.
Yeah.
And so like she's on some like, I'm having a great time. And
yeah.
He's super nice to me. Like, get off my dick.
I'm into it.
Super into it.
I'm into it.
Super
Josh,
into it.
Josh, thank you for coming on. I wish we had more time, but you were 35 minutes late with a coffee.
There's so much. It was
and hard. You should start a podcast really late though. Wait like four more years.
No, wait more years. And just be like, you guys, a podcast. And like, this is the last podcast that will ever come out. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.